Tawfiq al-Jarad is a political analyst joining me now live from Damascus to share his views with us on the situation unfolding in Syria. Mr. Jarad, for months and months now, we're seeing these operations continuing. The fact is, the Syrian army is continuing its operations against the insurgents, though every day we're hearing reports of insurgents being killed, of the army taking over certain areas. It doesn't look like this is going to end anytime soon. What do you think?
Thank you. Just to take consideration of when we are talking about the Syrian army, that the Syrian our Syrian army is facing an outside invasion, which according to Robert Moody is composed of 300 groups. Each one is composed of at least 1,000 men. Therefore, we are waging a war inside Syria. We are facing an external invasion in our land. Therefore, the Syrian army is trying to push out the mercenary who came from outside of Syria just to kill. So as to create a new Afghanistan or a new Iraq in Syria, or let me say they are going to create a new Yemen in Syria, so as to let the United States prevail all over the Middle East, while at the same time they are trying to, the outside factors, they are players, they are trying to cut the relations between Syria and Iran. This is a statement has been quoted by Arsel Krok, who is the group of crisis men, who wrote in an Guardian on 4th November last year. They said, "The king has told me that so as to weaken Iran or to weaken Syria, we have to sever the relations between the two countries, and then to weak Syria, it means that we are able to destroy Iran." Therefore, Syria, when fighting internal problems or facing internal problems, right, it means Iran also should face the same problem. Therefore, when they reach the apex of victory, it
right,
means
Mr. Jarad,
the
I just
line
stop
that
you there.
Is joining Syria, Iran, and
yes,
the resistance hidden by Hezbollah.
I'll just stop you there, Mr. Jarad, because we're a bit short of time. I'd just like to put this next question to you before we run out of time, and that is looking at the efforts that are being made in order to resolve the crisis that Syria is facing. The latest efforts, we can refer to the quartet made up of Iran, Turkey, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. Are you hopeful that this quartet can bring about any solution to the crisis? I mean, they have been calling for an end to the violence before anything can be achieved, but how can an end to the violence be achieved in the first place?
Okay. As for the quartet meeting that is held to be held in Cairo, in grouping Egypt, Iran, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, We should take in consideration that three parts of this group are pro-American. They are therefore, can we say that they are trying to bring out an American solution to the crisis? I think perhaps or may not be. The second point that we should take in consideration, it means that the Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt, who took a contrary situation against the Syrian problem. They are waging war. They are taking part in such a war. They are funding, fueling all the mercenaries who are coming outside. Therefore, who is going to solve the question? Therefore, we are betting at the role that Mr. Al-Akhdar Ibrahim is going to play,
right,
when he arrived in Damascus, as it has been reported today on Saturday, the beginning of the next week. I think he is going to say that this is the situation I have ribbed from our talks in our Cairo.
Right, Mr. Tawfiq Al-Jarrad, I'm afraid I've got to stop you. I'm really sorry, we've run out of time. Thank you for that analysis. Mr. Tawfiq Al-Jarrad, political analyst, joining us there live from Damascus with his comments.